And this is something that I touch on a lot about this process of, personal transformation, in the grand scheme of it is actually much more of a process of removal than addition.
This is The Inner Changemaker with Jay Wong, the podcast dedicated to purpose-driven entrepreneurs and multi-passionate individuals. Tune in each week as we bring you an inspiring person and message to help you activate and tap into your inner changemaker. Thanks for spending some time with us today, and let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Inner Changemaker, the place to discover your purpose and learn how to be a changemaker in the modern world. I do have to apologize. I realize I am a day late with this. And reason being is, one, it was Labor Day weekend. Hope everyone had a great time. But also, it was the last weekend that my girlfriend was staying with me here in Toronto. And she is usually based out of Italy. But we were fortunate enough to spend the last couple months together. So I just wanted to take a little more time, obviously be with her as we transition back into our long distance relationship, or at least for a short period. And that is a story, a different story that we could get into later on as the show evolves. But I do apologize for the delay in getting this one out to you guys. This week, we have with us Corey Sheik, who is the founder of Ottawa Lifestyle Center and leading what they call the Awaken Your Potential movement. I realize not everyone listening to this is from Ottawa, and but if you do happen to be in Ottawa, you can go say hi to Corey. He runs this lifestyle center, and it caters to anyone who is looking for alignment in their life. So they have, whether it's from a physicality perspective, they have all these upbeat kind of boxing classes, or from a relationship perspective, I know they do all these different seminars on relationships, or maybe it's nutrition that you're looking for. They offer quite a variety of different things, and I really, really love their whole branding of this lifestyle center. And I wanted to have him on the show because I wanted to kind of get a beginner's chat in combining the world of business and being spiritual at the same time. And Corey really gives us a lot of insights into what that actually means, and tons of resources for people to get started if being spiritual was something that was of interest to you. I'm excited to share this episode with you guys, and as always, let me know if you like the episode, what you don't like about it. You can go visit us at the website www.theinnerchangemaker.com/021. That'll be where all the show notes are. That'll be where you can learn more information about Corey. And the question of the day, I'm going to start doing questions of the day, is what spiritual activity do you do every day right now? Love hearing it about the comment in the comment section below at the website. And love to hear, is it reading, is it journaling, is it meditation, or are you not spiritual at all? And love to see if there's any new activity that you're going to incorporate after hearing this short episode. So without further ado, here is the episode with Corey Sheik. Corey, welcome to the Inner Changemaker. Thank you so much for being here.
What's up, Jason? Or Jay? I'm going on Jason. I've been talking with too many Jasons today, but thank you, man. I appreciate that. It's been a long time coming and seeing your growth, obviously, and you're stepping into this new phase of your business, and it's cool to see this podcast. So I'm definitely happy to help out.
Yeah, no, when I was putting this together, I really was thinking about all the different entrepreneurs immediately kind of in my, in my reach, in my network. And I know you're such an interesting character, not only because of the business and everything that you guys are doing at the Lifestyle Center, which, we will definitely touch on, but I know you're such a big advocate on the whole bridging the gap between spirituality and entrepreneurism. And I just thought that, for people that are looking to be future change makers, people that are, that don't want the status quo, that don't, whether they're an entrepreneur or not is a different thing, right? But people that are looking to make an impact in just living a normal life, I think it would be so interesting to hear about, your viewpoints on this. So how did you actually, get into spirituality? Were you always this kind of a spiritual person?
Well, it's interesting because I think, you know, we all are to a degree because we're all asking the deeper questions when it comes to our lives, when it comes to what we're doing and why we're here and all that. So whether or not we are labeling that as spiritual, we're all kind of asking those questions, and we've all been doing that since we were children. So for me, I guess the whole process was, you know, constantly asking questions and things. But in the world we live in today, a lot of the answers to those questions are not necessarily readily available. And whether that's, you know, our parents not necessarily knowing the answers to those questions, or education maybe not being set up in a way to answer those questions. And, you know, we're obviously feeling a lot of resistance to that of things of like religion. So so it gets into some interesting topics and debates when you get into it. But, you know, without going into too much of a depth of a story, you know, the reason why I'm such an advocate of connecting the idea of spirituality and entrepreneurship is because the journey is the same thing. And, you know, for me, I'm a little bit biased because I went through my spiritual transformation, if you want to call it that, when I was running a business. And, you know, and so that obviously makes me think, okay, well, these things are connected. But when you look at any successful entrepreneur, all of them are talking about some sort of form of spirituality in their, you know, personal growth tactics, or their life hacking, or you know, them going through this process of their own change. They're all talking about similar things, right? So when I talk about spirituality, I'm not talking about it from some very like woo-woo concept or a very, you know, philosophical concept. I'm talking about it from a very practical end on how, you know, really, how do you bring yourself into a greater state of awareness of your life, of your business, of your own inner bliss or love or whatever you're looking for? And how do you connect all the elements of your life in that means? So, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, clearly that's going to be one big piece of the puzzle. So there has to be some spiritual living, or some, you know, living by some sort of principle in that type of, you know, lifestyle. So that's kind of where it is for me. You know, like, I went through big and radical transformation from being, you know, only wanting the typical business dream of money, cars, clothes, women, or whatever a typical 20-year-old boy wants in their life. And then going through my transformation and literally completely changing that and coming full circle in a sense as well too. But just realizing that there's a balance that needs to be played here, especially in the entrepreneurial world, because if not, then, you know, we all know where that leads, right? So,
sure. Yeah, it's I think I totally agree with you on the part where I think it all connects at the end of the day. You know, learning about personal development leads you to learn more about spirituality, which leads you to become a better leader, which, you know, in turn helps your business, helps you able to grow a better team, helps you to be a better person all around. Now, if somebody wasn't spiritual or did not consider themselves, you know, spiritual by any means, what is some kind of tactics maybe that for them to kind of jumpstart the engine per se?
Well, I think it comes back to what I was saying in the beginning, the idea of questions, right? You know, when you're asking deeper questions about your life in the sense of, you know, what am I really here to be doing? What do I really love? What's my reason for doing what I'm doing? What is my purpose? Even though I don't really love that question, but, you know, these types of questions start to get you thinking, right? They get you thinking and just placing yourself in a different state of awareness. And, you know, this might be a deeper concept for someone, you know, as you're saying, to understand, but really, the idea is us asking questions. We're just asking these questions to ourselves. We're not really asking them to anything external. You know, even though we may ask a teacher, we may ask our parents or ask a friend these specific, you know, questions, these type of answers can't come from somebody else. If you're asking, why are you doing what you're doing, or what is the purpose for, you know, your business, or what you want to do with your career, you know, these questions have to be answered by you. And that comes through a process of a feeling, a process of understanding yourself better, a process of trial and error, you know. So when you start posing those simple questions about, you know, yourself and then life in general, and then going even bigger than that, maybe that's when you start to find yourself in a space that, you know, where, if you want to call it the universe or your life or your experience, starts to give you those answers and guide you into the direction of those answers, at least, because they don't all come at once. We all know that. So, you know, it's an interesting process, but, you know, obviously you can go into all these different other elements of, like, you know, reading certain books and doing certain meditations, or, you know, delving into some yoga or something like that, that kind of maybe be like the first stepping stone of going into this world of, you know, holistic means, natural living, spirituality, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, those are still after you first asking those questions, because if you haven't asked those questions and you don't care to ask them, it, you know, none of those other things are really going to matter either.
For sure. And, you know, It's I was watching the movie Eat, Pray, Love, just rewatching it recently, and they talk about somewhere in that movie, I think near the end, they talk about quest physics and the physics of the quests. And essentially it's saying that if you trust, you know, as you go on your own quest, whether it's an adventure, whether you travel the distant lands, or whether you just go on an internal quest, if you kind of trust the messages that you read along the way, if you trust your gut, if you treat people as teachers, if you, you know, see, if you, you know, seek out mentors and seek out lessons, whether it's positive or negative, and you try to incorporate that the quest will essentially guide you to find that truth, and that truth will be yours. And I just love, you know, your answer just reminded me of that. To maybe get a little more specific, what are some, I mean, go-to questions that you guys like to get some of the people at the Lifestyle Center that you ask them constantly?
Well, you know, the key thing with especially the people that are walking in our doors, you know, we're really focused in on a lot of the physical pains in which people are experiencing and how we can get them back into alignment, you know, upon a physical level first. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, there's a reason why anytime something comes up with our health, our whole life changes to that attention. Like, our attention is grabbed no matter what we're doing, right? And, you know, this usually comes has to come very seriously for some people because they're not willing to look at it beforehand, or they just ignore it. But there's a reason why when we get sick or when we feel really pained in the physical body, that we, like, what kind of feelings do you want to be experiencing more often, right? And that generally revolves around some sort of intention for something, because it's generally how we're stepping into some sort of task or some sort of experience that's going to determine how we experience it. If we're stepping into it with a very negative perception, then generally we're going to receive that back. So if we set into our lives in certain areas with a specific intention of experiencing some sort of inner love or inner energy or focus or discipline or, you know, personal transformation, whatever that intention is, it can be very broad. Generally, we want to tailor that into what are the inner experiences that we want to be having. So a lot of our questions are guided towards that. Like, when we ask somebody for their goal and they could give us something financially, something relationship, something with their physical body, it always comes back to, well, why, what is that really going to bring to you? And if they can't find that inner feeling or intention that they're looking for, then that's what we're going to start to help them define for them, you know, as they go through their process. And that's kind of an ever present process. You're always going to be kind of changing that, but it's just having those guideposts to be able to do that. So that's kind of the key element of, you know, what is that inner feeling that you're looking for? And then from there, you start asking the questions of, like, yeah, what are my specific goals? What is my, what do I want to bring to the world this year or this month or this week? You know, these types of questions where you can have the macro version of them in a sense of the overlaying, you know, goal setting, which I'm sure, you know, you're talking to your audience a lot about. But then on the micro end, how are we setting those intentions day in, day out, and making sure that we're almost measuring these goals in a sense, so that we can really start to see our progress? Because, you know, no one's going to be spiritual if they're not seeing that there's some sort of flow or progress to their life. It's just not going to happen. We're beings who need to see, you know, that progress, those goal achievements and those successes for us to be motivated to continue to go. So yeah, a lot of the work we're doing is focused on helping people define that feeling, and then from there, give them that motivation and that boost as they're moving through their process so they keep going.
You know, there was an interview that we did a couple weeks ago with a guy named Stuart Knight. And Stuart Knight, the whole thing was about how to have more powerful conversations. And we were bantering back and forth, and we ended up talking about dating, for example. And he said, you know, people that are single, or, you know, that don't want to be single, for example, all they have to do is reverse engineer where they want to be and kind of work from there. You know, if you're, you know, he put the example out there that if you're single, you know, think about the exact person that you want to be with, be as descriptive as possible, and then think about where these people hang out, right? Or think about what kind of topics do these people talk about, you know? And so it's almost like you're, you know, bringing this back to you. I love how you're saying, you know, you got to get the feeling, kind of the result that you want first. And then kind of work backwards with the belief systems, with the intentions. Is that correct?
Yeah, and this is something that I touch on a lot about this process of, you know, personal transformation. you know, in the grand scheme of it, is actually much more of a process of removal than addition. And, you know, the way we look at this in the sense is, you know, when we look at when we're born as a child, there's a reason why there's so much value in a child. Like when a baby comes in the room, everyone's eyes goes on the child. Like there's no denying it. Everyone is focused on the child because of its vibrance, because of its presence, because of its energy. Like there's many things that are there, right? So, you know, when we look at that and we see that from an energy standpoint of like, why is it that we're all attracted to that? Well, you know, the way I see it and the way I feel many do is this idea that, you know, when you're born, you're technically perfect. You're coming in fully like a blank slate of just pure, you know, joy and happiness and love. And so as you go through the world and the modern world that we've constructed today, a lot of the different things that are developed in our society are not necessarily in line with keeping somebody in that state. And so when you go 30 years like that in an environment where, you know, I'm not going to go into all the different elements, but there's so many different elements that are just kind of blocking us and setting up limitations and putting certain belief patterns and habits within us. So by the time we're 30, you know, for us to get anywhere, we have to remove all of that, all of the crap that we pulled, like we picked up over
right,
those
that,
30
that
years.
That baggage almost, right?
Exactly. So, you know, and you brought up this idea of like, yeah, moving backwards. And, you know, for us, obviously, it's a much easier to work with somebody who's been there and then, you know, kind of fell off is because they have that reference point. But, you know, if we're going to somebody and say, you need to remember what it felt like to be a baby, you know, that's obviously a little bit more difficult. So it's really about, yeah, helping them, guide them to this idea of it's not so much a process of addition. And that's a lot of what, especially in the personal growth world, a lot of the marketing is tailored in that direction. And that's the danger of it, in a sense, of saying that, you know, you need all of these things to become better. And so when we're going through that process, we need to look at ourselves and see, okay, like, what were the good qualities that we actually had in our lives? Like, as much as we're saying we want patience right now, I'm sure there's a time in your life that you've been patient. So if you can get back to that and remember what qualities did I have and how was I acting when I was patient, then it's all on you. You're just coming back to your own experience that you've already kind of experienced before. So that's something that I talk about a lot, in the sense of, you know, all these things we're looking for, we've done them at some point in our lives. So we just need to come back to that.
So it's kind of like taking, like, and by the way, I'm taking notes, like, as we're going through, because I almost, like, it's like, you know, the deeper we go, you know, I can't wait to see how deep the rabbit hole goes type thing. But so it's almost like this, like, you're managing the state of mind, managing your energy. Is that right? To an extent?
Partially. It's like that's of course part of it. I mean, that's really what makes up anything. And I think now, you know, in the Western world, we're starting to understand this concept of energy a little bit more. And, you know, we're getting all the Eastern data and information and research that's been there for thousands of years that says, okay, there is an energy that's inside the body. It's not just this physical body, right? So without getting too deep into that, what we're actually looking at here is actually just a state of ever-present awareness or focus. And, you know, I know we had talked about the idea of, you know, time and energy management. And this idea of time and energy management is really just the same thing. And, you know, you hear a lot of different concepts and techniques on how to manage your energy, your time, your priorities. You know, you hear that the 80-20 rule of making sure, like, you know, 20% of your tasks are actually getting 80% of the results and these types of things. And so these are very accurate. But, you know, what I've found is that it's actually even more dumbed down to that from that. And what I actually think in it, from a percentage standpoint, it actually gets sparked by the exponential ratio of 1 to 91 or 91 to 1, in the sense that when you're completely focused, completely balanced, completely zoned in your perception on exactly what you're doing in this moment, naturally, you're going to always be guided to the thing or the action or the word or the speaking or the thinking or whatever it is that you need to do. That's going to be a kind of a mirror in that, because when we look at our lives and we've been, you know, in situations where we were so present or so focused or so balanced, we've generally created great things. We've generally acted in great ways, said great things, you know, thought great thoughts. So, you know, if we can keep ourselves in that balance, so being able to manage ourselves in this idea that we're actually trying to more watch the world in our experience, so experience the world, but more from an observer standpoint. So, you know, when we look at something as good or bad, we don't no longer see it that way, right? Especially in a journey of transformation or being a change maker. I mean, you're going to constantly go through battles and lessons and failures and things that are not necessarily pleasant. So if you're constantly looking at things as unpleasant, you're going to have a very difficult time. It's like if you're going in the gym and you're lifting weights and the whole time you're saying how terrible this feels and how shitty this is, and like, of course it's going to be terrible. Or you can just go do that same workout and just not say a word, and be silent in your mind and just do it, right? And that's what really differentiates the people who get things done and the people who don't get things done, is the people who could just be in that silent awareness, that silent mindset, and do what they need to do along their journey, make the certain connections, build the certain businesses, work on the projects, whatever it is. That's what's going to keep them in that state of balance. So going back to the last point, we need to remove all of the shit that's not allowing us to do that, right? Because if we've compounded all these terrible thoughts, we've eaten all this terrible food, we've never meditated, we don't take care of our body, well then of course our thoughts are not going to be great. We're going to have a difficult time managing our ability to just stay silent in our mind and just act. So that's an important component.
For sure. And let me ask you this, because obviously, you know, you mentioned a lot there in terms of, you know, putting maybe not enough nutrients in our body, or not the right nutrients, not being mindful of our thoughts. If yes. I could only give you, let's say, like two things, like what are two activities that people could implement today? You know, whatever it is, top two things that they can implement to help kind of clean out their thoughts, or help them maybe monitor their thoughts and help them with that type of managing their energy?
Well, I'll give you one that actually covers five, but they're all very connected. And that one main thing is actually just the elements that keep us alive. And most people hear this and they're like, oh, this is like some spiritual talk. No, it's very simple. Earth is your food. Take care of your food. Eat organic, whole foods all the time. Water is your water. Drink the purest water you possibly can. Air is your breath. You cannot survive without breath. Drink your breath. Fire is the sunlight. Sunlight, I mean, when you're out in the sun, we know how great we feel. And then the ether, or the last point, the fifth one, is the nothingness, or the universe, or whatever anyone wants to deem as that, as the soul. That would be your meditation. Being able to just simply sit with yourself with no thought. Not necessarily no thought, but just watching the thoughts at least, because they'll dissipate over time. But just sitting there, just nothingness. Just sit there in complete silence for 5 minutes in the morning and see how that goes. So, you know, when we go back to this idea of just taking care of those five things, that's all you need. That's really all you need. Everything else will follow along those things. If you're eating well, I mean, you're going to feel great. If you're drinking great water, you're going to be hydrated. Your whole organ system is going to survive in the best way possible. If you're breathing, I mean, well, We're alive.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And then sunlight, I mean, we would be depressed if we didn't have sun for just a day. So, you know, we already know how that feels. And obviously just, you know, the last one is just simple. Just be in that meditative zone, and find that space 5 minutes in the morning or 5 minutes at night, and just learn how to be in that space of silence, so that when you go through your day, it's a little bit easier.
Awesome. Awesome stuff, Corey. I always try to get more. It's kind of a double-edged thing. Like, I always try to get more resources for the audience, but there is also another degree where I almost want to say, like, don't read anymore or don't watch anything more. Just go out and implement some of this stuff already, right? But I know spirituality is such a wide open topic, and we could probably continue this conversation for hours because it's just really fascinating. What are some of the top resources that you always point people to, especially maybe in that beginner, maybe let's say intermediate stage, just to get something a little more chunky for them?
Sure. There's a couple things, and I can definitely provide this later so you can link for everyone. I've learned off a lot of many teachers, a lot of mentors, a lot of books, a lot of videos, and there's so much information out there. So it's really, you know, just a tidbit before I get into the actual list of them, is just really being mindful of your own knowledge and study process. With the amount of information that's out there, you need to really be able to self-manage your own study, because if you're an entrepreneur, you need to constantly be learning, and you don't have school or a teacher, and I mean, you may have a coach or someone to help you, but you really want to be responsible in the sense of taking that seriously. So know what books you're reading, which one's next, know the videos that you need to watch, put them in your watch later list, have the articles or the blog posts that you want to read, and spend a day in the week or a time in the morning just to focus in on that. That's something that's completely transformed my life, that's for sure. But in specific, there's three in particular that I'll give that are just popping in my head right now. There's so many, but I'll just throw these out. The first one is Yeah, the first one is a movie. I wouldn't say it's necessarily on spirituality or business in per se, but it's about kind of society as a whole that I thought was a very profound movie that kind of changed my perspective on things. And that movie is called Thrive the Movement. And that movie really goes into the society that we live in and gave me kind of like the perspective of like I want to do something with my life because I don't want to live in this type of world. I want to create my own world kind of thing. And then the second one is a website that I used to frequent more. It's a little bit more basic, but the articles are really quality. It's a blog by this individual. I forget his name right now, but the blog is zenhabits.net.
Nice.
Yeah. I love that one. It helped me a lot in just being simple and just learning simplicity. The last individual that I'm going to give is actually really stereotypical of spirituality. So I think this is what's going to actually, you know, it'll really see how people see this one. There's a Indian yogi in India that I've listened to a lot. And he has a YouTube channel, and he's all over the internet. He's doing so many great things in the sense of the yogic world. And I'll spell out the name for you later, but his name is Sadhguru. And when it comes back to simplicity, I love listening to some of these types of individuals, some of the gurus from India or China, or you have many others now that are popping up. And they really just communicate the message of spirituality in a very non-dogmatic or religious way, in a very simple and practical way. And that's what you need in the beginning. You need those simple kind of trigger points to realize that you're complex. You're making things too complex sometimes. And just coming back to that, it was very comforting in my journey when I went through some ups and downs. So I'll link you those.
Okay, perfect. And I want to check that out, that last one out as well. I mean, Zen Habits is a favorite go-to of mine. I love how he takes that minimalistic approach, and it's almost like what you said, like it's never about adding things on. It's always about taking things off, right? And I love that. So last question for you, what does the word change maker mean to you when you first hear it?
I think the key element there, obviously, being both words, in the sense of you're going through a process of change, and in that you're creating something. And you know that's all this process is. Like, you're constantly going to be changing, right? And it's not a process that ends. And if you're constantly focused on your creation, like what are you creating? Like, what is the project you're involved in? What business are you building? What life are you building? Then those go hand in hand. You're constantly going to be creating new things, and that's going to force you to change and vice versa.
Corey, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time and spending it with us. Why don't you tell our audience where they can learn more about you, where they can get more kind of spirituality information, and learn more about your lifestyle center?
Yeah, so I'll throw in a couple links, and I think the key when it comes to me personally listening to anything I'm doing, I'm a lot on Facebook right now. I'm just on my personal page. I'm posting like all my videos and all that and stuff that we're doing at the center, so you can find me, Corey Sheik, and you can spell it out for them. When it comes to the Lifestyle Center, I mean, we're really in some interesting phases right now up here in Ottawa. We're doing something really unique. I mean, there's nothing like it in many places. I mean, it's very different. So, you know, we're really just bringing together a bunch of people that want to go through their personal transformation and providing them all of the services that we can possibly fit in that are in alignment with that. Really focused on our group classes, our special workshops, and our one-on-one coaching. But with that, we're in a really interesting phase of releasing from our previous business name, which at the current time is still our website, www.umtbc.com. I'll let you do the digging to find what that means. But you know, a lot of changes are happening with our whole our whole leader group, and especially our Awaken Your Potential movement, which just has a very blank landing page right now because there's a lot of hype we're about to build with that. That's at ayp.life, but a lot of things coming. So if they're just connected with me on those platforms, I mean, I'm sure they'll keep in touch.
Well, I think that's really great. And, you know, for the change makers that are listening, I really do encourage them to definitely take a look at what you guys are creating, the movement that, you know, you want and the vision that you guys have. Once again, Corey, thank you for being on the show and taking the time and spending it with us.
I appreciate it, man. All the best, my friends.
Hey guys, Jay here. I just wanted to jump in here right before we end. I realized listening to the playback of that there was some audio issues, unfortunately, for that episode. So I hope that did not. Hope you guys had enjoyed the episode. Hope it wasn't too bad. I know there was this ringing on Corey's side that we just couldn't figure out how to get rid of. I also mentioned that we talked to Stuart Knight, which was one of the first. Not first episodes, but one of the earlier episodes. So if you guys have an interest on how to have more powerful conversations, that is one of the best interviews that I've done this year in terms of how to have more kind of powerful conversations, how to reverse engineer any of your goals. And I think both of those topics really complement the episode that we have here. So until next week, live with passion, live your dream, and live it now.